Why old systems still teach, memcached, 8086 memory, and convivial computing. Some of Tuesday's most substantive technical discussion centered on older systems, not out of nostalgia, but because historical constraints illuminate present trade-offs. A post titled In Praise of Memcached scored 174 points and 64 comments, arguing that the 2003 distributed in-memory key-value cache still has a legitimate place in an era when the reflex is to reach for Redis. Memcached does one thing, fast distributed caching, with extreme simplicity. The author's case is that when a system needs exactly that and nothing more, the simpler tool is the better tool. A separate post defending 8086 segmented memory as a reasonable engineering trade-off. Given the constraints of 1978 and the need to extend a 16-bit architecture's addressable range without a full ISA redesign, attracted 38 thoughtful comments. The piece argued that the association of segmented addressing with bad design reflects the pain of DOS-era near and far pointer programming, which was a consequence of how the operating system used the architecture rather than the architecture itself. The CyberDeck and convivial technology discussion, scoring 110 points and 64 comments, brought Ivan Illich's 1973 concept of tools that empower individuals rather than creating dependency on specialist systems to bear on contemporary personal computing. CyberDeck builders, people constructing custom portable computers from off-the-shelf components, are deliberately choosing constrained, comprehensible machines over capable, opaque ones. A show HN for a pure ARM64 assembly web server with CGI support, submitted explicitly for no reason, exemplified the same impulse, understanding what a system does at the lowest level of abstraction, capability subordinated to comprehension.